Murray Brown is one of those farmers adversely affected from these recent bout of rains, and he's on the line right now. Murray, good afternoon to you.
How are you?
I'm okay. Probably a darn sight better than you. With so much rain and so much at the wrong time of the year, how are your crops and how's your livestock looking?
Yeah, well, like our farm sort of, it's in a sort of a pretty big flood, just natural floodplain. So two-thirds of our property is inundated with water. But we do have two areas that are banked off, just licensed levee banks, and that's where the stock, we try to keep them high and dry in those areas.
Yeah,
I guess with these predicted heights, there can, there's potential pressure on those banks. But are they high enough? That's always in the back of your mind. But we haven't had any livestock losses, pretty significant crop losses.
Percentage-wise, what have you lost?
Of our wheat crop, we've probably lost 90% of our wheat.
Right.
We're mixed farmers, so we do some cropping, some livestock, and some cattle. But big losses to our pastures, I suppose, long-term, like improved pastures just... our main pasture is loosened and it doesn't like a lot of water. So with long term, it's just very significant losses to that, and that just potentially affects all of our enterprises looking into the future, sort of even out to over a year's time, you're sort of still going to be recovering from those losses because, you won't have that improved pasture, so your carrying capacity is reduced.
And that's not taking into consideration what further falls will come midweek. You've been watching the radar quite...
just listening to the report sort of towards the end of the week, there's another significant rain band is developing, I guess. But I know that's a what-if, but, that potentially can, cause more problems. Because effectively what we've had this issue, not to this extent, but, like, the first water left the river into our property back at the end of June. So we suffered some losses then, but very minor. And I guess it's just developed since then. And really, the Gemelong area, like, we're just west of Gemelong. Well, that's the closest reading. Like, it's been in classified as a major flood for the last 3 weeks. The water level flowing through Gemelong.
And now Condo and adjoining towns will cop that water that's flowing along the lock.
Yeah, that's right. And they've got a significant peak there already, and it will just keep rising, the same as it's done here. Like, we're about halfway between Forbes and Condoblin. Those lower-lying areas, like, they've had water on them for literally some of them since the end of June. Because just low-lying areas, they haven't had the attention as some of the other, like, once it gets into towns and that.
When you want it, Murray, it doesn't come, and when you don't want it, it does.
Yeah, no, that's correct. Like, for September, we've had about 175 millimetres of rain, which, like, our annual rainfall is close to 500 millimetres, and so in the first 3 weeks of September, you've measured that much rain. It's just very significant, and even areas just that don't get flooded has experienced losses, like crops are sort of in water just from rainwater, low-lying areas in those paddocks and pastures and that. So,
all right. Well, you look after everyone there. No doubt you're landlocked to some degree.
All the roads have been closed for some time out of this area. And that's just safety.
Yep, understand.
About two-thirds of our property is inundated with water and significant losses on crops.
Okay.
Like just salvage and people that affects.
Yep.
Longer-term people as well, like it affects their seed supply for next year, to sow next year's crop. It's just
there's a flow-on effect.
Long-term issues for a lot of farmers in all these areas have been suffering.
Yep. All right, Murray, got to leave you. Thank you so much for your time and all the very best.
Yeah, thanks very much for that.
All right, Murray Brown between Forbes and Condoblin and suffering from incredible crop losses. The livestock's all in place and now he has to batten down for what comes midweek.